This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Indian astronaut group captains Shubhanshu Shukla and three other crew members of the Axiom 4 mission began their return journey to Earth with the undocking of their spacecraft from International Space Station, ISS, this afternoon. The crew will reach back on Earth off the coast of California at around 3 p.m. tomorrow, Indian time. SpaceX, in a social media post, confirmed that its Dragon, the crew capsule carrying Group Captain Shukla, along with the crew, successfully undocked from the ISS.
Dragon separation confirmed.
And Dragon Grace has officially undocked from the International Space Station at 6:15 a.m. Central, 7:15 a.m. Eastern, as the orbiting laboratory was flying 260 statute miles over the east coast of India.
Axiom Mission 4 Commander, thanking the flight control team for all
together
of their support
for the
throughout their 18-day mission.
Friendship and goodwill forever be an example of the good that results from shared optimism. Axiom 4, Godspeed and safe journey home to the best planet in the solar system.
Group Captain Shukla was on a 14-day mission to the International Space Station. We have a report.
After landing, Group Captain Shukla, along with other crew members, will undergo a 7-day rehabilitation program under the supervision of the flight surgeons to adapt back to Earth's gravity. Group Captain Shukla became the first Indian to visit the ISS and the second Indian astronaut after Wing Commander Rakesh Sharma, who went to space in 1984. During the journey, Group Captain Shukla conducted 7 India-specific experiments. In his farewell speech aboard ISS, Group Captain Shukla described his space journey as incredible.
I did not imagine all this when I started on Falcon 9. It was an incredible joy to be here. Hamari human space mission ki jo yatra hai, wo bahut lambi hai aur bahut kathin bhi hai. Lekin main aapko vishwas dilata hu ki agar hum nishchay kar le, even stars are attainable. Aaj ka Bharat space se mahatvakanchi dikhta hai. Aaj ka Bharat nirdar dikhta hai. Aaj ka Bharat confident dikhta hai. Aur inhi sab karanon ki wajah se main ek bar fir se keh sakta hu ki aaj ka Bharat abhi bhi sare jahan se acha dikhta hai.
Manik Sharma, Akashvani News, Delhi.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today said that India-China relations are gradually moving in a positive direction. Dr. Jayashankar was delivering opening remarks during a meeting with his Chinese counterpart, Wang Yi, in Beijing.
We have made good progress in the past 9 months for the normalization of our bilateral relations. It is the result of the resolution of friction along the border and our ability to maintain peace and tranquility there. This is the fundamental basis of our mutual strategic trust and for smooth development of bilateral relations. It is now incumbent on us to address other aspects related to the border, including de-escalation.
Earlier in the day, the External Affairs Minister held a meeting with Vice President of China, Han Zheng, in Beijing. Dr. Jayashankar has emphasized the need for cooperation on transborder rivers, including resumption of provision of hydrological data by the Chinese side. Dr. Jayashankar is on a 2-day visit to China to attend the SCO Foreign Ministers meeting in Tianjin City tomorrow. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said that the government has set a vision to become a developed nation by the year 2047. He said Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged the people to take pride in the country's rich heritage and build a sense of duty. He said this while addressing the 63rd Foundation Day program of Bharat Vikas Parishad in New Delhi. Union Minister for Road Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari inaugurated India's second longest cable-stayed Singadur Bridge across the Sharavati backwaters in Sagar Taluk of Shivamogga district in Karnataka today. The bridge between Sagara and Marakutika covers 2.44 kilometers and is 16 meters wide. President Murmu today appointed new governors in Haryana and Goa and a new lieutenant governor in Ladakh. Former Civil Aviation Minister Pasupati Ashok Gajapati Raju has been appointed as Governor of Goa, while Professor Ashim Kumar Ghosh will be the Governor of Haryana. Kavinder Gupta has been appointed as Lieutenant Governor of Ladakh. In cricket, chasing the target of 193 runs, India were 148 for 9 in their second innings against England in the third test match of the Anderson-Tendulkar Trophy at Lord's. And with that, we end this news bulletin.